Here are four antenna styles or design types. In the upper left-hand corner, the microstrip patch antenna is undoubtedly the most common. It has a low profile and is very robust. As I mentioned here, antennas that have a quarter or a half wavelength tend to be the most practical, so they can be as small as 4 or 5 centimeters, given the fact that the GPS carrier's wavelengths are right around 20 centimeters, 19 and 24 to be specific. The microstrip can receive one or both of the GPS carriers. There could be two patches, one for each frequency. The next most common is the dipole, which is below. Now, these pictures indicate just the type of antenna, not necessarily specifically GPS antennas, but the dipole you see there in the lower left. You may recall that this is, in general, the kind of antenna that was used with the macrometer, the first functioning GPS receiver. Dipole has a stable phase center, simple to construct. It needs a ground plane, and of course, you can see microstrips and the other types with ground planes as well. A ground plane facilitates the use of a microstrip, as I see here, ameliorates multipath. And it tends to increase the antenna's zenith gain. In other words, the gain of the antenna straight up. A quadrifilar antenna, which is in the upper right, is a single-frequency antenna, has two orthogonal bifilar helical loops on a common axis. They perform better on boats and airplanes and things that pitch and roll and yaw. There's also many recreational handheld GPS receivers that use that type. Some antennas, such antennas, have a good gain pattern and don't need a ground plane. The least common is in the lower right. This is the Helix antenna. It is a dual frequency antenna, has a good gain pattern, but a high profile. And as I say, the antenna that undoubtedly is the most common, it's not only durable, but has a simple construction, it's compact, and a low profile, is the microstrip. And the microstrip is used in many surveying GPS receivers.